for wedding day. Every detail of the traditional garden wedding had been planned. Emmeline as the bride and Laurel as groom would exchange their vows beneath the rose arbor. Emma would wear the lace veil and train Parker's mother had made out of an old tablecloth, while Harold, Parker's aging and affable golden retriever, walked her down the garden path to give her away. A selection of Barbies, Kens, and Cabbage Patch Kids, along with a variety of stuffed animals, lined the path as guests. "It's a very private ceremony," Parker relayed as she fussed with Emma's veil, "with a small patio reception to follow. Now, where's the best man?" Laurel, her knee recently skinned, shoved through a trio of hydrangeas. "He ran away and went up a tree after a squirrel. I can't get him to come down." Parker rolled her eyes. "I'll get him. You're not supposed to see the bride before the wedding. It's bad luck. Mac, you need to fix Emma's veil and get her bouquet. Laurel and I'll get Mr. Fish out of the tree." "I'd rather go swimming," Mac said as she gave Emma's veil an absent tug. "We can go after I get married." "I guess. Aren't you tired of getting married?" "Oh, I don't mind. And it smells so good out here. Everything's so pretty." Mac gave Emma the clutch of dandelions and wild violets they were allowed to pick. "You look pretty,"